Have you ever been so scared your soul left your body? Don't laugh or mock me. One day it could happen to you, for I am just like you. Or I was, before I laid eyes on her, before I set foot in this cursed place. 10 years ago, I was plain Leslie Carpenter, mature student of history. College was out for the summer, and I had decided on my research project, the real history behind old folk rhymes. Not for me, the usual nursery rhymes like Ring-a-ring-a-roses. No, they'd been done to death. I picked something different. A grim rhyme my great-grandmother used to sing to me when I was a small child. My mother hated it. Only later did I discover the real reason why. "You'll give the child nightmares," she would say. But great-granny just smiled and chanted it all over again, swinging my hands up in the air as I giggled with glee. I loved great-granny Davis. Even in her 80s she knew how to have fun. She'd been a flapper in the 20s, and I don't suppose she ever came to terms with being respectable. I remember the heady aroma of pot all over her house when we went to stay once. My mother and great-granny had a row about that, and I was never allowed there again. Great-granny died just weeks after my 11th birthday. I still miss her, and that damned rhyme that would spring into my mind when I was least expecting it. The tune was infectious. It went round and round in my head. A simple little hummable refrain that I thought every other child knew, until I found out that no one had ever heard of it before. Well, no one I went to school with, anyway. Of course, we lived 200 miles away from our Davis relatives, and it turned out to have strictly local connections. That's what got me intrigued. That's why I decided on my research project, and that's what took me to Linden Manor. Now I have to tell you so you'll know, and keep away from the place, and from me too, because, you see, I just don't trust myself anymore. I had reached a crossroads in my life. My 15-year marriage was over, thankfully, without too much trauma. We'd married at 19 when I'd become pregnant, as a result of a severe lapse of judgment. The pregnancy had ended in a miscarriage, an infected fallopian tube, and no more babies. Tom and I bumbled along, more companions than lovers, for the last few years. Then he fell in love with a Swedish physiotherapist who worked at the same hospital where he was an orthopaedic consultant. I cried, then realized I was only weeping because it was expected of me. I didn't actually feel any regret. I said nothing, and luckily, Tom was overwhelmed with guilt, especially as I seemed to be so stoic about everything and gave him no trouble. I even started including Ingrid's name on Christmas cards when he moved in with her. His guilt resulted in a generous divorce settlement, and now that I was independent and financially solvent, I decided I would get that history degree I had always intended for myself. I passed foundation year with flying colours and enrolled in the 3-year undergraduate programme. 2 years into that, I needed a research project for my final year dissertation. My personal tutor, Dr. Scott Hemingway, was cautious. "You'll have to find a new angle, or different nursery rhymes, or you're in danger of lacking originality. Then there are the perils of plagiarism." Scott was a much respected senior lecturer within the university, and I valued his opinion, but I was determined to stick with my idea. "That's why I've chosen to concentrate on the rhymes my great-grandmother sang to me. They were all local, from maybe a 50-mile radius from where she was born. There's The Scottish Bride, Rat's Tails and Mole's Feet, The Giggling Toad." His guffaw of laughter interrupted me.